Now, this week, we're looking at the public health challenges facing children growing up in 21st century Britain. The Commission for Young Lives, set up in 2021 to safeguard the most vulnerable kids in the wake of the pandemic, have used the word disaster to describe the current state of children's mental health. Meanwhile, when it comes to physical health, the WHO have warned that the UK is on the verge of a child obesity epidemic.
With us to explain why the language used to describe young people's health has turned quite so grave, and to put some numbers on this, is Andrea Smith. She's from the MRC's Epidemiology Unit at the University of Cambridge, where she specialises in children's health. So, Andrea, what's the scale of this?
So I think when we think about child physical health, one of the main indicators that we can look at is childhood obesity. The UK National Child Measurement Programme released some data which showed that we have seen the highest annual rise in childhood obesity rates in the last decade. So we now know that actually by the time a child starts primary school, nearly 28% of children already have obesity, overweight. And by the time that they leave primary school, just under 41% already have childhood obesity and overweight. And these numbers really speak to a grave scale of the problem. Childhood obesity, of course, is shaped by many complex factors. But during the pandemic, all children were told to stay at home and were losing out on a lot of other social structures and systems.
I recall seeing the report that was titled The State of the Nation's Waistlines, which actually predated the pandemic. And in that, we saw this already happening. So we can't just blame COVID for this. So why are we seeing this inexorable and now accelerating rate of childhood obesity in such young kids?
So when we look at trends in childhood obesity, there is a huge divide in terms of social deprivation. So we know when we look at these numbers that children living in the most deprived areas are actually twice as likely to have childhood obesity compared to children who live in less deprived areas. And when we look at the numbers, we can also see that actually ethnicity is also closely linked to child weight, with particularly Black children more likely to be living with obesity.
And what do you attribute that to?
So we know that deprivation affects health behaviours. So families that are struggling to put aside money to purchasing healthy foods are more likely to resort to higher calorie and less nutrient dense snacks, and also are less likely to have the extra money to put into expensive kind of hobbies. So children tend to have less higher quality diets and also tend to move less, which overall results in a positive energy balance, which increases their risk for childhood obesity.
But we have always had people who are poorer in society. So if it was purely how well off you are, then surely we should have seen this trend a long time ago, and we didn't. It's much more recent than that, isn't it? So there must be other factors alongside the very important issues of deprivation and the points you've made.
Of course. So it is. This goes hand in hand with changes in our environment. So we know that our current environments are incredibly what we like to call obesogenic. They make very palatable and high energy dense foods easily available, and they make movement less kind of appealing and less of an easy option, which results in an overall positive energy balance.
What about the other important thing we raised at the top of the programme, Andrea, which is mental health and ill health? What's happening there?
So, of course, physical and mental health are closely related in lots of different ways. But we also can see from data that were released by the Health Foundation that as a result of the pandemic, a lot more children and young people have been accessing mental health services. And this speaks to the loss of their usual routines and usual support mechanisms and their ability to connect with friends. And I mean, one only has to think of back in deep, dark lockdown days where we lost the ability to have contact with friends. And I think this is really important in the early years where social contact is very important for mental health.
And it's all linked and feeds back, doesn't it? Andrea, thank you very much indeed for bringing it all together for us. That was Andrea Smith. She's from the MRC Epidemiology Unit at Cambridge University. James.